Well, another year has passed, and we're beginning a new year today. I think there are very few events that remind us of our immortality. I'm sorry, of our mortality, quite as much as a new year coming in. Because we see that one more big chunk of our life is gone. And this is always something really good for us, to make us think about the amount of time that we have and how we're using it. And it's too bad that we don't think about that more. Time is the one resource that is given to all of us for free. But that makes us not appreciate it. It's also the only resource that we have that is completely limited. All of the money in the world can't buy us one more minute of life beyond what God has assigned us. So any time that we spend on one thing will be taken away from something else, or will not be able to be spent on something else. And any time that we spend doing nothing will be completely wasted and will pass, and we will not be able to get it back. In this country, it's normal for people in most types of jobs to get about 2 weeks off every year for vacation. For 2 weeks straight during that time, people don't have to show up for work at all. And their boss doesn't care what they do or where they go. And they're still going to get paid as much as they would have gotten paid if they had come into work during every day of those 2 weeks or whatever it is. So people look at that time as two precious weeks of complete freedom that for most people is by far their favorite time of the whole year. And usually people go somewhere on their vacation. They'll go spend this time going camping or visiting relatives out of state. Some people go on a cruise of the Caribbean or doing some other trip that they've probably been wanting to do for a long time. Or some combination of those things. And when they go, they usually spend a lot of time carefully planning every minute of the trip in order to use that short amount of time as efficiently as possible. And people will spend months in advance, hours and hours, many months in advance, looking over maps and atlases and reading reviews and trying to determine what are the most important things to see where they're going to go, and looking at the most efficient route to take in order to see the largest number of attractions in the shortest amount of time that they have. This is how people act when they are going to do something they consider very important, and they only have a limited and short amount of time in which they can do it. But if you think about it, it's really ironic that people treat their annual vacation like that, and they treat the rest of their life as if it were some sort of unlimited resource, like the air that they breathe. Isn't it the same case? The only difference really is that we're not put here in order to have fun, but to work out our salvation. We're given a short amount of time in which to sanctify others and to grow close to God and to do penance for our sins. And you would think that people would take the same kind of care with how they spend their lives in this life, planning every minute of it so that none of it will go to waste. Actually, we should plan it even more carefully because we don't know how long our life here is going to last anyway. Whereas we know exactly how much time we have for our vacation. So that means that we absolutely cannot afford to waste any of it at all. And of course, what we're supposed to be doing in this life is much more important than seeing a bunch of tourist traps somewhere. We are working out our salvation. We are preparing an eternal reward for ourselves. And it's true that if we plan our vacation efficiently enough, we'll be able to squeeze in an extra one or two interesting places so that we can take a picture of ourselves standing in front of it with our phone like this, like you see all these people doing. And, you know, we'll keep that picture, probably forever, and we'll always remember seeing that place that we go to for the rest of our lives. But think about, on the other hand, if we say an extra rosary in this life because we manage our time a little bit more efficiently, that will give us an increase of merit and happiness in heaven that will last for all eternity. But sadly, how much time do we spend on our prayers? In comparison with our vacation plans, the ratio is not very good. So let us change this right now. Let us start planning our time in this life a little bit better to make sure that we do as many of the important things as we can in this life during the short time that we have. It's customary for people to make a sort of a reckoning of their life at a time like this. So I want to give you something to help you do that. Try to think about this day last year, New Year's of last year, and try to remember the feeling of hope and optimism that most of you probably had. If you're like most people, you probably thought about a lot of ways that you wanted to improve your life. Most of us aspire to better versions of ourselves, both in our in natural terms and in our spiritual life. That's human nature. We always want to be better than we are. So let us think about the hopes and the dreams that we had for improvement in our spiritual life last year. Most of us, a year ago, were telling ourselves, this coming year, I'm going to say my rosary every day. I'm going to receive the sacraments more. I'm going to come to more daily masses, more weekday masses, and so on. And probably that didn't pan out quite as well as we hoped it would. Usually we don't do as much good as we want to do, and unfortunately, usually we do usually a little bit more evil than we really want to do too, maybe a lot more. But why is it that we fail? It's because we carry a great weight of inertia and sloth, which is the reason that we have all the problems that we want to change in the first place. So what is the solution? We have it here today. We have to remember that we are here only for a short time. This is a very powerful idea. That same idea that causes many people to spend so many hours finding the best places to stay and the best sites to see where they're going on vacation months in advance before they actually go. We have to use that same idea in our spiritual life. The key is simply to keep in mind that we have a short amount of time. Every day is a gift from God in which we can work out our salvation. We've had 365 of those gifts since we were here last year on New Year's Day. So have we used those gifts well, or have we squandered them? If we have just as many faults now as we did then, if we commit just as many sins, just as serious sins now as we did then, if we have the same difficulty being charitable to our neighbor, forgiving injuries, controlling our concupiscence, and saying our prayers, then we have squandered this past year. Pray God we didn't squander it completely. Pray God that we can say that we've gotten maybe a little bit more faithful to our prayers this year, and we pray a little bit more fervently. Pray God that we attend Mass more in this year, or in this past year than we did before, and that we're more recollected, and we make a better preparation for communion and thanksgiving. If that is the case, then we should rejoice and we should forge ahead with confidence and joy, and most of all, with gratitude to God for having supported us with His grace and given us the power that we needed to improve. Because any progress that we make is really the grace of God working within us more than our own efforts. You see, we have to assume that the trend that we've been on for the past year will very probably continue the way it's been going. We are not something inanimate. We're not a rock or something lifeless that doesn't change. We're living creatures. We're constantly in flux. We're always growing or shrinking in one way or another. And we're always getting fatter or thinner or stronger or weaker, based on the cumulative effects of all of the individual choices that we make every day. Our spiritual life works exactly the same way, too. So if our spiritual life has been getting weaker and weaker this past year, that means that we are on a downward trend that's going to get worse unless we take corrective action right now. We'll either get better or worse, but regardless of what we do, we're not going to stay exactly at the same level we are now on next New Year's if we're still here. It'll be better or worse, but pray God that it's better, because if it's worse, we'll probably continue on that trend until we end up in hell. Just a few practical suggestions for the new year. I do believe in New Year's resolutions. Some people think of them as a kind of a cheesy, feel-good habit that is basically a waste of time. I think that depends a lot on how someone approaches them, though. They can be extremely helpful if we do them right. What I would suggest is that we should take some time to look at our spiritual life and see the sins that we're committing and the good works that we want to do. We should look at what areas we can improve and pray to the Holy Ghost to show us what he wants us to do for him in this coming year and for our soul. And then we should write down a list of some improvements that we want to make, such as saying some prayer like the rosary every day or reading some spiritual book. And then we should look at the sins that we've committed that we want to avoid and make a note of the occasions that lead us into sin. And then once we have an idea of our goals for this coming year, we should think up practical means to ensure that we do them. For example, for the rosary, it helps a lot to make a rule for ourselves that we should say the rosary after some event that we do every day. Like eating dinner, for example, is one convenient one. If someone has a rule that, regardless of what happens, they'll say the rosary after dinner just automatically, then they'll have a much better record than someone who says, "I'll say the rosary whenever I get a chance." And then in terms of the sins that we want to avoid, one of the most effective ways to combat our sins is to give ourselves more of a safety margin around the occasions of sin. For example, if someone finds that he likes to drink too much at a certain bar that he likes to go to, he probably already knows that he has to stop going to that bar. But a lot of times, that by itself won't be quite enough. Someone like that should not even drive past that place on the street. He should avoid the street that it is on completely, and avoid the whole neighborhood if he can. If we stay farther away from the occasions of sin, we really are guaranteed to sin less. Remember what Eve said to the serpent in the Garden of Eden, and it's unfortunate that she didn't carry out what she said. The serpent said, "Why are you not allowed to eat the fruit of this tree?" And she said, in effect, "We don't even want to touch that tree." She wouldn't even get near it. But unfortunately, she didn't keep that resolution. If she had, she would not have sinned. But she had the right idea in the beginning. Now, when we make these resolutions, it's not enough to write them down once and forget about them. We should all include in our resolutions a checkup at the beginning of every month to look at how we're following them. This doesn't need to take very long, but we should, at the very least, look over our resolutions and see how well we've been following them at the beginning of each month and the year, and then make any changes to our resolutions that we might feel appropriate. This follow-through is critical because the reason people don't keep their resolutions at New Year is because they forget about them too quickly. But if we make a schedule to check our progress once a month, we're more likely to stick to it. Once a month is not too often, and it's not too rare either. It's just about the right amount of time. And it's very easy to remember, too. They say that what gets measured gets improved. So if we're constantly measuring our faithfulness to our prayers and our avoidance of sin against the resolutions that we've made, we're guaranteed at least to make some improvement. When we get to the end of our life, we will look back on this year that's beginning today, on 2016, just as we're looking back on 2015 today. Pray God that we look back with joy and not with horror and regret. If we make good resolutions and we keep them, then we will be sanctified in this coming year. And if we plan and use our time in this life as carefully as we plan our vacation every year, then after we die, we will enjoy forever the vacation to end all vacations, the blessed rest, the unending repose, the ultimate travel destination. And we will stare forever at the greatest of all views, not of the Grand Canyon or the Half Dome, but at the unveiled face of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.